Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Toronto Raptors. A lot of people excited about this one. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Let me start here. Is the best part of having Aaron Baines back him being in the game or simply not pestering everyone in the organization about when he's going to be able to play?
No doubt. He is – I said this on the radio today. He is so he's such a great guy to have on your team. He's as good of an energy player, good role model for young players. He is an everyday guy with the way he takes care of his body, the way he works out, the way he gets in the weight room. And he never gives off the impression that, you know, life isn't really good, and except when he's hurt. And then he is, like, on us about being able to do more and more and more and more and more so he can get back out on the court quicker. He is a true throwback from the standpoint of he does not want to miss anything ever, from a trip to a practice to a game. Just a real good guy to have on your team, and we're glad that he's back tonight.
People know that you win more with Aaron Baines. You defend better with Aaron Baines. What does he do that maybe – people don't notice because there's so much going on?
It's all energy. Yeah. It's not just the and communication. You know, I've always thought the loudest team is the most engaged team, and he's our loudest player. And so he makes us better. He connects us, I think, defensively. He stabilizes the paint. And then offensively, he finds his spots. You know, he's never going to be Jason Tatum on offense, but he is a guy that can do what he does and also just be so good defensively that it evens out.
When a coach, random example, calls a timeout 29 seconds into a game.
Random example.
I'm just coming to you on it because you might have some thoughts and be able to shed some light on it. Is there a notion before the ball goes in the air 29 seconds earlier that something might be amiss? Or can that just...
First possession on
organic,
offense.
Organic, yeah.
First possession on offense. You know, we got pushed off spots. The ball got tipped away. We ended up throwing it away. And, the one thing in a game like that against a team you've beaten however many straight times we had beaten, who was hungry, who had, you know, sat guys the week before against us, like everything, we knew how hard it was going to be to win that game as a staff. And, you know, setting a tone is really important. And so they set it in the first two possessions. We came back and did some good things after that in the first half, but then they set it in the third quarter, and they were off to the races.
Responding to adversity within games is something that has been a strength of this team the last couple of years. It's a, you know, it's a, I don't want to say catchphrase, something that you've had to talk about a lot. What does that look like?
You know what I think it looks like is when you have to get a stop, you get a stop. When you have to get a bucket, you get a bucket. And when things aren't going your way, you find a way to stem the tide. And those are, you know, subtle things. Sometimes everybody talks about big shot makers at the end of games. There are also big shot makers all around the league that stop runs, you know, and that just seem to always hit the one that keeps the lead at 7 or keeps the lead at 10 when the other team's making a run at you. Or, you know, the other team goes up by 8 and they – get a steal and an and one. You know, those guys are invaluable. And, you know, we've got a couple of guys like that on our team. But as a team, we have not handled that as well, especially on the road. And that's why we stand where we stand on the road.
It's a crazy oversimplification. The home road thing is bizarre. But, again, listen, runs happen. They always have. They always will. But the difference this year seems to be these very sudden 17-1, 18-0 that in a league – with so many games decided by so few points, when those runs are 18-1 instead of 8-2, that's life and death.
Well, we're having them on the other end, too. Yeah. Like, we're having games where we have those exact same runs. In fact, in our last two losses, we probably had runs that were similar to that, at least at some point in the game. And so, you know, you have to be able to focus on the next possession. You have to play that possession. And I always, when I'm watching film, I love to watch with the volume off, not because I'm not really curious as to what people are saying, or not because I don't want to listen to the announcers, because it takes the emotion out of it even more. You have to look at it objectively for what's happening on this possession, and you're not thinking about what didn't go right on the previous three possessions, what didn't go right, or what did. you know, and you take your foot off the gas. You know, there's always all kinds of things that challenge continuous growth.
It's been 2 months, 30 games now since we've seen Toronto, and you know, obviously don't have a lot of time left to cover all the amazing things that they do. But maybe it's here. When I watch them, they're not, probably not fun to coach against or to prepare for, but they are fun to watch. Is it fair to call them – they're almost – there's a free-flowing nature to the way they play that it almost seems they really enjoy playing the way they play.
I agree with that, and I think that started last year when they tweaked some offensive things and they – opened up the floor a little bit more. It's continued this year. You know, they have not only – everybody's going to talk about Leonard, Lowry, rightfully so. But, you know, they got two other forwards playing at all-star level in Ibaka and Siakam. And then they've got, you know, Green and Van Fleet and Wright and on down the line, Powell, that just give you fits and can all go for 20 in a given game. So they're a really good team. They're a really connected team. We're going to have to play really well, as you know.
That's the head coach. When you turn the sound down, you miss a lot of great stuff from the announcers.
I know. That's right? The part that I usually get all the good sound bites, though, from my son, who rewatches everything.
And for that, we are eternally grateful. That's the head coach. Celtics and Raptors next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.